tonight, the University of Michigan Wolverines face off against the University of Washington Huskies for the College Football National Championship. If you have been watching, you know the number one ranked Wolverines defense came up with a new way to celebrate turnovers early last season. The player who gets the takeaway wears Cartier sunglasses on the sidelines. Bryce Huffman in Michigan reports on why the celebration has special cultural significance in the Detroit area.
During a football game in 2022, former Michigan defensive back R.J. Moten made an interception. Then he headed to the sidelines. There, his teammates handed him a pair of Cartier sunglasses.
R.J. Moten with the cool shades on.
Oh, those are the buffs right there?
He's got the Cartiers.
For anyone who has spent time in Detroit, these sunglasses are known as buffs. For Michigan football, the sunglasses are a reward for getting a takeaway on defense. For black and brown Detroiters, though, they are so much more.
I bought my first pair of buffs when I was in the 7th grade.
This is Detroiter and rapper Shy Vess Smith, better known by his stage name Icewear Bezza.
White buff, white work, white true.
By the time Smith began rapping in the mid-2000s, he says buffs were already a big deal for people in the city.
You immediately know whoever got them glasses on, they crossed some type of milestone in their life to where they all right. They doing good mentally, financially, however it may be, they doing well for themselves.
Jewelry and cars have long been seen as status symbols in American culture. But for Detroiters specifically, Smith says buffs are in their own lane.
Growing up, when I used to put them buffs on, bro, I felt like Superman, like I transformed, like I'm a whole nother person.
Buffs have become synonymous with Detroit rappers and hustlers. They go for about $2,000 on average. Imani Mixon is an arts and culture writer from Detroit. She says high fashion items like buffs have helped people in the city look good and feel good for decades.
Visually, it's stunning to see black people choose to display how they want to be seen through these glasses.
But they are expensive, and plenty of people have had their buffs stolen.
You also maybe shouldn't wear buffs if you can't defend yourself. That goes for any luxury item.
Buffs in Detroit's unique rap style didn't get popular outside the Motor City until the past few years. Jennifer Owenu hosts the YouTube show Ask Jen. The social media influencer often starts dialogue within the city's black community. Owenu says at first she didn't like seeing non-Detroiters rock the city's style.
Because I felt like people really didn't know what was going on.
Now that the University of Michigan Wolverine started the turnover buffs trend, Owenu has softened her stance.
I feel like enough time has gone past that the connection between the buffs and how they celebrate and how they operate is very authentic to Detroit.
After all, the Wolverines play just 45 minutes from Detroit. And now buffs are a cultural staple with multiple generations.
Put the buffs on my jacket, Kay Cunningham.
Put the buffs on my jacket, Kay Cunningham. Put the buffs on my jacket, Kay Cunningham.
Local rapper James Johnson, or Babytron, is just 23 years old. But even he wears buffs and raps about them. Johnson says it wasn't enough for him to simply wear a pair that someone gave him.
I hadn't earned a pair. I wanted to make money. It was only like, what, $2,000? So I just wanted to make $2,000 and get some buffs.
When he was 17, he bought his first pair.
I'm like 10 pairs in now, though.
Although he won't be at this year's national championship game, Johnson is happy that his favorite college team is embracing a piece of Detroit culture. For NPR News, I'm Bryce Huffman in Detroit.